Welcome to the WIHS Journal. On today's broadcast, we'll hear from the Reverend Dr. James Lamb, talking about post-abortion and end-of-life issues. We'll have more information at the end of the broadcast. Today's part one of a two-part interview. So on the phone line with us today, we had the Reverend Dr. James, and we'll be talking about post-abortion issues and end-of-life issues. He'll be coming here to Connecticut September 12th, doing Life Rally, a call to action. And you know, and I think about this, and what a perfect time to be doing something like this. But before we begin the interview and talk more about, you know, post-abortion and end-life issues, why don't you tell our listeners maybe a background on yourself?
Certainly. I'm a Lutheran pastor in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. I served in parish ministry for 14 years in north central Iowa, and then I received a call to be executive director of Lutherans for Life in 1996, and I've been in that position ever since. Life-affirming ministry that seeks to equip Lutherans to be gospel-motivated voices for life.
Mm-hmm. So this presentation, post-abortion and end-of-life issues, you know, and speculating what's going on in media with, you know, Planned Parenthood, how, you know, maybe you can inform our listeners a little bit more about that.
Well, certainly, most people are aware of the videos being released showing a variety of Planned Parenthood officials, physicians, discussing the sale of the parts of these aborted babies. And that has raised quite a stir, and it's brought, I think, the horrific to watch, but the positive thing that we can gain from these is that it has raised awareness of what abortion really is and what it does to an unborn human being.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that will be helpful in the long run for us.
Yeah. So you're going to be talking about post-abortion and end-life issues and doing a rally for that. So explain a little bit more about that.
Sure. This is a rally. It's sponsored by one of our chapters. Lutherans for Life has a structure. We have state affiliates, and within states we have chapters, life chapters, and life teams. And the central Connecticut chapter of Lutherans for Life is sponsoring the activities. And that all begins on Saturday at 9 o'clock. And this is at Emmanuel Lutheran Church and School in Bristol. And my first presentation will be on post-abortion syndrome. This is what so many women and men struggle with when the reality of an abortion decision sets in. Most often, the most common feeling right away is one of relief that the problem has been solved, it's over, I can get on with my life. But sooner or later, they realize they really can't get on with their lives. Their lives have been changed forever. And it's very interesting, I think, that the average time between the abortion and when the reality of that abortion sets in is as much as 9 years. It is such an unnatural event that gets buried deep within the psyche. Defense mechanisms go up right away. But when the reality does come, it's devastating. The regret and the guilt that women feel, that men feel, when they realize that the choice they made, the decision they made, resulted in the death of their own child.
Mm.
It's absolutely devastating.
Yeah.
And so this is one of the things, too, that I think is a result of these Planned Parenthood videos, because women and men watching these videos that have been involved in an abortion decision, seeing those little tiny body parts on those stainless steel trays, that can trigger tremendous feelings of regret, depression, guilt. And so there's a great need for Christians to be there, because we have really the only message that can bring hope and healing to someone who's struggling with the guilt of a past abortion. And that's the objective, powerful forgiveness that we have in the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And that's what we have to bring to the table. And Lutherans for Life, we have an entire ministry that is focused on post-abortion syndrome. It's called Word of Hope, and that's an 800, it's a hotline, that national hotline that people can call, and you'll receive a confidential Christian compassionate counseling over the phone, and our director, Grace Kern, will also be able to put you in contact with Christian counseling in the area of the country that, that you might be in.
Yeah.
And that, that number is 888-217-8679. Again, that's 888-217-8679. Lutherans for Life, Word of Hope, post-abortion hotline.
And if you are just tuning in right now, I'm speaking to the Reverend Dr. James Lamb, and we are talking about post-abortion issues, and we'll be discussing end-of-life issues. And thank you so much for sharing, you know, what happens, what's happening at Planned Parenthood, and the deception that women are being deceived. But also, I think what comes in is the misconception. Women are being misconceived, that they say that, you know, the baby is only a tissue. It's only a little tissue, and they don't feel anything. And that's, I think, the biggest misconception that women have, too.
Yes, when they're led to believe that they're really not destroying a human being, that's just a big, big lie. I talked to a post-abortive woman on the phone here a while back, and she was struggling. You know, her doctor told her it would just be blood. It would just be blood. And, of course, later on she realized that was not the case. And she was really hurting and struggling. So, yes, the women are led to believe that they only have one choice, and that's abortion, to solve a difficult situation that they find themselves in.
Mm-hmm.
And the pressure is tremendous to do that, and the lies they are told are manifold.
Yeah. And also at this rally, you'll be talking about end-of-life issues. Do you want to touch on that a little bit?
Sure. This also is a very important issue in our culture today, because the increasing number of states who have assisted suicide laws on the books now, and the increasing number of states where such legislation is just in the wings waiting for appropriate makeup of a particular legislative body to pass them. And so these have gotten more and more press as well since the whole Brittany Maynard YouTube video, if you recall, where she made this very emotional, very touching video, how her and her family moved to Oregon so they could avail themselves of assisted suicide because she wanted to determine the time and the manner of her death. And Maggie Carner, the wife of Pastor Carner of Emmanuel Lutheran Church and School, where these things will be held, she wrote a very wonderful letter to Brittany, and also produced a YouTube of her own trying to talk her out of that, because Maggie's in the same position. She, too, has inoperable brain tumor.
Wow.
So she could speak as one who was there. And she just very powerfully brought up the whole idea of, you know, that our purpose in life doesn't come from us. It doesn't come from what we're able to do or not do, but it comes from God, and it comes from what He is able to do in and through us.
Once again, that was the Reverend Dr. James Lamb from the Connecticut Central Lutherans for Life, talking about post-abortion and end-of-life issues. He'll be at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Bristol, September 12th and 13th. For more details, call WIHS at 860-346-1049. Today's part one of a two-part interview. The opinions expressed are those of the participants, not necessarily those of a staff and management of a station. I'm Anissa Porticelli. The WIHS Journal is public affairs from WIHS Middletown.